Welcome to Shom Hashan and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis concludes that according to Rabbi Yossi, even though he holds Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, and one is going to be punished only for the first Isur that he had, not the second one, but still, says the Gemara, there is an afkamina in the fact that he has two Isurim, Lekovroi Ben Rishoim Gemurim. He's going to be buried in the place where Rishon Gemurim are, meaning you could consider the second Isur to make him a full Rasha. The Achronim, the Primer Gadim, and the Kervitz Aretz is Ma'achinit, explain over here the idea that although Legabi the Isur, Legabi the punishment, the Beis he could give the person, he has only one Isur. But in the end of the day, he did do a Ma'ase Rishus, he did over to Isurim, at least Klapei Shmaya. When you look at it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, so to speak, there's two Isurim that are here. Beis Din cannot punish more than one. That's one of the rules that we have in the world. You always have the first Isur only. But in terms of if this person is a bigger Rasha, he in essence is a bigger Rasha, Klapei Shmaya. And to explain this a little bit more, why when we talk about Kavura, where we bury the person, there we do consider the person to have two Isurim, more than when we talk about regarding Beis Din, is because it's mivur in Divrei Chazal that a kever, that's the place where a person is being judged based on what he did during his life. Chazal Sefer HaZoyah say a few places that the idea of Rishoy, there's a pasuk that says, "Hinei ra'isi Rishoy kivurim." And what comes out of the pasuk is that the kever is where the punishment of a Rasha is chal. The Arizal explains that at Tzaddik, every person, when he goes into the kever, that's where he gets a little bit of a punishment. But at Tzaddik, that process is very quick. Then a Neshama leaves the body very easily. By a Rasha, he stays. The kever is the place of the punishment, of the judgment, where he gets all the Inoshi that he needs to get. The Gemara at Sanhedrin, the Fidzai, tells us that we don't bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik. Where it brings a pasuk that by Elisha, there was a Rasha that was put next to him, next to his body, and the Rasha woke up, got up and moved a little bit in order not to be next to the Tzaddik. And the Sefer Tziyudi, who is a Rishon Mekubal, writes the Piyush al-Chumash al-Pi Kabbalah. He explains why Yaakov Avinu asked to be buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah, the Ma'ara, the place, the location where the Tzaddikim were buried, because ain't Koivim Tzaddik, it's a Rasha. And he continues on to explain that a tzaddik, when he's in the kever, the malachim come to him and they speak to him divrei Torah. And a tzaddik, when he's a kever, he goes out, he goes, visits the world, he brings different gemaras that say that when a person is there, a tzaddik in his kever is his greatest mile. While a rasha in the kever is the opposite. And if you have a tzaddik and a rasha together, the tzaddik will not be able to be in that green mile that he's supposed to be. Meaning, the idea of a kavura, the idea of a burial, that reflects the difference between the punishment of a tzaddik and punishment of Rasha, Klapei Shmaya and Shamay. This is where the result of the Maisim come about. The tzaddik in the cave is learning Torah, his neshama leaves him up, it's a place of hana, of joy. And by the Rishayim, that's where you have the chibut akera, that's where they suffer, that's where they go through the gulim, that's where all the punishments are happening. This is, the kever is the place where you have a difference between a tzaddik and a rasha when we talk about Beis Shabbat. So imagine this is what our Gemara is telling us. When we talk about how Beis Shabbat to treat, we have rules. Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. I can't punish for the second thing. But Klapei Shmaya, what the person is, how do you define this person? That this person is a rasha gomer. This person, Klapei Shmaya, is different. And we talk about kavura specifically, that's how we treat him, Klapei Beis Din Shabbalo, and not going to be Klapei Beis Din Shabbato, because that's what the kever is all about, and that's what the chashivus of a kever is for a tzaddik, for Am Yisrael, because through the kever, that's where Tchias HaMeisim comes, that's where the ultimate result comes, meaning that the kever is the Pesach to the Mahalach of Beis Din Shabbalo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or wants to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.